Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm here with Shannon Clark, who just explained to me what he would like to see as a social network, I guess API, or a set of properties or set of results that he would like to get back. Things like, where did the person who's watching or viewing the application come from? Did they come from inside Facebook, or did they come from Google, or did they come from, you know, an email or something like that? Anyways, Shannon, what other kinds of things would you like to see?
Well, I'd like to see some standards around the metrics and the tracking if someone's actively engaged with an application and how you measure the time on that. And I'd also like to see other ways of standardizing how we share targeting data. So how we broadly talk about demographics, but we need to rethink demographics for the modern web. You know, what does it actually mean? Do we really care to share someone's exact date of birth, or is a range of ages enough? How do you handle genders in a global world where a lot of people might refuse to be identified, or make sure you can handle the "I'm not going to tell you my gender"? All those sort of things. I'd like to see some standards around it so that when you have an open social application, for example, that's going to be spread across a lot of different networks, that as a developer or as a third party, like an ad network, like what I'm doing, we'll be able to know that we'll be able to get the same type of data from all of those systems, and we're going to be able to get the same types of metrics, and that those metrics are going to be shared with lots of parties, so they're trustable.
Yeah, I was at MySpace yesterday, and I we were talking about trustability of sources, right? So if you have 1,000 people, how do you know of those people who to trust? You know, like a restaurant review, who's going to write the restaurant review that you really will appreciate?
Right.
And Steve Perman over there came up with an interesting set of ideas, and that they're building into their system. That, for instance, if the same person, if you look at the set of people who's into the same set of music that you are, they're probably also going to appreciate the same kind of food you are, right? At least there will be a higher likelihood. And then if you add religion or politics or, hobbies or other things, you start to become more and more closely aligned with affiliated with certain people. Is that something that you want to get into your application?
What I would be proposing would be kind of a very simplistic view of this, and that keep it as simple as possible so that as an application, you know what data you can get, and there's a standard language for how to share it. So maybe it won't be anything as formal as like SIC codes, but if you can get down to a simpler set of stuff and say this is the minimal set of things we're going to be able to share, and then you can build out from that. And one of the things that Open Social or other things will allow you to do is you can then start to navigate a friends graph and be able to see what other people are doing. But for example, I'd like to know if someone using an application has that application installed. Even if, for example, they have it installed on Bebo and they're looking at their friend who's using that application on Facebook. You know, when that application is presenting to them, it should be able to know that it's presenting itself to someone who's already using that application.
Yeah. Because each social network has its own flavor, right? Like MySpace sounds like it's going to be very strong on telling you who's into the same music you are, or who's into the same, you know, politics or same religion as you are.
Right.
But Facebook will tell you a lot about your friends network, who's in your friends network,
right?
And Orkut will tell you something else, and Bebo will tell you something else. It'll be very interesting when these applications start going across these different social networks, what attributes they share with you, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and it'll be able to, if they can start to leverage data that the application has about users across those networks, we'll start to be able to see a lot of really interesting sorts of things. I mean, I want to be able to also think about standard ways to talk about how you can share data without breaching privacy. So how can you share data that's useful for an application to know how to present itself, for an advertising partner of an application to know how to present things without asking for everything?
Yeah. Even without advertising, right? I wanted to get all my Facebook contacts into Outlook,
right?
And people really complained. They said, well, wait a second, I don't really want you to use an automatic tool to come and harvest my email address and my
and my birthday and my, you know, my friends network and, you know, and what kind of rock and roll I'm into, you know.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, but you, so all these things will also have to be tempered by the awareness of the social networks and the rules and norms of that network. But I want us to be able to see interesting ways to leverage this data, you know, but by simplifying what's being shared and standardizing it so that different applications, different networks are sharing this in the same vocabulary.
What's your blog address?
It's shannonclark.wordpress.com.
Great. Thanks.